He looked pained, but Michael nodded. Fine, I said. I'll try to set it up. How? Sonia asked. Let me worry about that, I said. I checked the clock on the wall. Crap. I'm late for a meeting. Can I borrow your phone? Of course, Michael said. I glanced around the quiet house on my way to the phone and frowned. Where is everyone? Charity took them elsewhere for a few days, Michael said. There won't be school in this mess anyway. I grunted. Where's Molly? Michael paused and then shook his head. I'm not sure. I don't think she went with them. I thought about it for a moment and thought I knew where she'd be. I nodded around the kitchen. How do you keep things running around here, with Molly under the roof? I figured things would be breaking down left and right. Lots and lots of preventive maintenance, Michael replied steadily, and about twice as much repair work as I usually do. Sorry. He smiled. Small price. She's worth it. The reasons I like Michael have nothing to do with swords and the smiting of evil. I got on the phone and dialed McAnally's pub. Mac, answered Mac, the ever laconic owner. It's Harry Dresden, I said. Is Sergeant Murphy there? Mac grunted in the affirmative. Put a beer on my tab and tell her I'm on the way? Mac grunted yes again. Thanks, man. He hung up without saying goodbye. I made another call and spoke to a humorless-sounding man with a Slavic accent. I muttered my password so that no one in the kitchen would overhear it, but the connection was so bad that I wound up all but screaming it into the receiver. That kind of thing is to be expected when you've got wizards on both ends. It only took the jolly Northmen about 10 minutes to get my call through to my party. Lucio, said a young woman's voice. What's gone wrong, Harry? Hey, I protested. That's a hell of a thing to say to a man, Captain. Just because I'm calling in doesn't mean there's some kind of crisis. Technically true, I suppose. Why are you calling? Well, there's a crisis. She made a sound. A group known as the Knights of the Blackened Denarius has kidnapped Baron Marcone. The crime lord you took it upon yourself to assist in joining the Accords? Lucio asked, amusement in her voice. In what way is that relevant to the White Council? These Denarius creeps are also signatories of the Accords, I said. Marcone's retainers are crying foul. They've asked me to formally protest the abduction and summon an emissary to resolve the dispute. Seconds of silence ticked by. In what way, Lucio repeated, her voice much harder this time, is that relevant to the White Council? The Accords don't mean anything if they aren't enforced and supported, I said. In the long run, it's in our own best interest to make sure they're supported now, before a precedent is set, and—
Don't bullshit me!
The captain of the wardens snarled, a hint of an Italian accent creeping into her speech. If we take formal action, it could provoke a war we simply cannot afford. We all know the Red Court is only catching its breath. We can ill afford the losses we've already taken, much less those we might assume in the new conflict. I made sure to keep my voice steady, grim. Mab has contacted me personally. She has indicated that it is strongly in our own best interests to intervene. It wasn't exactly a lie. I hadn't ever specified who we meant. And with any luck, the mention of Mab would keep Lucio's attention completely. The only reason the Red Court hadn't wiped us out in the years-long war was that Mab had given the Council right of way through the portions of the Never-Never under her control, allowing us wizards to stay as mobile as our opponents, who had considerably less difficulty employing mortal vehicles to maneuver its soldiery.
Jesu Christi, Lucio spat. She means to withdraw our right of way through winter if we don't accede to her demands.
Well, I said, she never actually came out and said that.
Of course she didn't. She never speaks plainly at all.
She does keep her deals, though, I pointed out.
She doesn't make deals she can't slide out of. She's forbidden the ways to her people, but also to the Wild Fae as a gesture of courtesy. All she needs to do is relax her ban against the Wild Fae, and we'd be forced to travel in strength every time we went through the ways.
She's a sneaky bitch, I agreed. I crossed my fingers.